Here we go. It's my favorite week of the year, and I hope you are as fired up about Thanksgiving as I am. It's going to be a great week. Got some days off toward the end of the week. Going to be spending some time with family. And it's just going to be really fun to think through some things that we're grateful for this week. We're going to spend a little bit of time talking about that today. Now, we're not going to wait till Thursday. We are going to have content for you on Thursday, but today is actually, we're going to talk about gratitude, because I think it's one of the things that we can do, maybe the most important thing we can do, honestly, to take care of something we talked about yesterday, and that's our soul, which we don't talk about very much here. But let's dive in here just a little bit today as we think about taking care of our soul. If you missed our episode yesterday, basically, we give a verse to you, a Bible verse, on Sundays, and this week's verse was, what does it profit someone if he gains the whole world and forfeits their soul? What does it profit someone if they gain the whole world and they forfeit their soul? What does it mean to forfeit our soul? That's what we're talking about today. Welcome to Chasing Greatness. I'm glad you're with us as we go into this Thanksgiving week. And I want to frame this up. I want to just spend a couple minutes here, but I think there's something we can do that will really cause our soul, let's call it, to prosper. I don't even know how we think about our soul. It's kind of confusing. Like, what do you mean by our soul? All I know is we've got a third of people now saying they have mental health concerns. We've got people that are having anxiety at levels we've never had before. People are stressed out. People are describing themselves as empty. They don't know, you know, what's the meaning of life. There was a guy named Viktor Frankl. Actually, I just read his book. He wrote a book called The Meaning of Life, or Man's Search for Meaning, I think is the exact title. And this is a book. This guy, if you don't know about Viktor Frankl, he wrote this book. He was a prisoner in the concentration camps in Germany back during the war days, Hitler's camps, and just a awful situation. And this book, man, he describes some of it, and it's just crazy the stuff he talks about. But there's a quote from the book that I think is great. And it'll help frame our week up. Here's what he says. He says, everything can be taken from a man but one thing. Everything can be taken from a man but one thing. The last of the human freedoms. And that last of the human freedoms, he says, is to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances. To choose one's own way. He says, when we're no longer able to change a situation, we're actually challenged to change ourselves. How good is that from a man who spent time in a bunch of his life in a concentration camp, lost his family, lost the people around him that he loved. And you read this book, he talks about just the dignity that was, dehumanized, basically. They were even the ones who were able to live. And here's this man coming out on the other side talking about the importance of having the right attitude and the right heart. Now, we can't even begin to fathom what it was like to be in that situation that they were in. But as you think about your situation, maybe you're feeling like you're in a really hard situation right now. I would just remind you, if this guy can choose his attitude, I think we can as well. We all have this opportunity to choose. How are we going to respond to whatever it is we're going through? And truthfully, gratefulness is just one of the starting places for a healthy soul. We don't talk a lot about the spiritual side of our lives here on the podcast, or frankly, nobody else does. I mean, nobody's talking about that. And I think it's a major part of our lives. I think a lot of that fulfillment, a lot of that satisfaction comes, or lack of it, doesn't come because we're not locked in spiritually as much as we are vocationally or financially or relationally or all these other places. And so let's give a little thought today and this week to our gratitude. It's crazy. You start looking up statistics on gratitude. I'm not sure who these people are they're talking to, but they've done all this research. And you can find this online all over the place. 70% of employees, here's one statistic. They say they would feel better about themselves if their boss would just be more grateful. I mean, that's one. If you're in charge of people, you're leading people, just one thing you could do, 70% of your people are saying we'd feel better about ourselves if our boss were actually more grateful. And it's interesting. We've talked about this before. The statistics on engagement are about 70% of people are disengaged. Only about 3 in 10 really care about what the boss cares about, according to research. And here we got 70% of people saying, I'm wondering if they're the disengaged people. They feel better about themselves if their boss were more grateful. And 81% of them even said they would work harder, which is that you want to do, you want to raise the level of engagement, be more grateful as a leader. And here's another one I ran across. It said that if you would take 5 minutes a day and journal, that it actually it does a couple of things. First of all, it will increase your level of sleep by 25%. Here's what it says: the optimism that you show because of your gratitude, it really locks you in an optimistic way. It gives you a 25% increase in your sleep quality. Now, if I told you, here's a way that you can increase your quality of sleep by 25%, and it was a pill or it was a course you go to or it was anything, you don't have to do any of that. All you have to do is sit down and take out a pen and a legal pad, get yourself a notebook, whatever it is you want to do, type it on your phone. I wouldn't recommend doing that right before you go to sleep, because that's, you know, we talked about screens, how they can affect our sleep. But if you'll spend 5 minutes thinking through every day what you're thankful for, it actually causes your level of sleep to go up. And as I said, it does a second thing. Just your overall well-being goes up by 15%, they say. Now, again, I don't know who they is, but there's no question, when I'm grateful, when my attitude is right, when I am thinking correctly about my life, I'm gonna say it helps my soul feel better. It helps me feel better about myself. It helps me feel better about my life. It helps me feel more stable, more locked in. And I don't know how you can argue with that. It there's just no question. The people who are constantly complaining, constantly negative, constantly. In fact, you can look up all kinds of statistics on that. They have health issues. They're sick more often. It's just crazy when you think about it. And yet, why don't we not talk about gratitude more? We set aside a Thursday in November and say, hey, let's be thankful today. No, I say we be thankful every day. Gratitude is one of the things that we can do. If we're going to chase greatness, we're going to try to really be as good as we can be, and we're going to help other people be great. The statistics show, but we don't need statistics to tell us that when we're grateful, our people are going to know that. They're going to see that. They're going to feel that. Our family's going to feel that. And more than anything, really, we're going to feel that. Our soul is going to be locked in a better way. It is true. You can spend your whole life trying to gain all this stuff and, you know, trying to amass possessions and make income, and hopefully your 401k is growing, all that kind of stuff. That's fantastic. But if you can gain it all, and if you forfeit who you are at a soul level, it doesn't really profit you anything. You're still going to be miserable. You're going to still lose, as I said yesterday. So I want to encourage you this week, as we go into this week, let's be grateful. Let's make sure that we spend some time in gratitude, not just this week. We really begin to practice this every day. And if we will, we're going to feel better. We're going to sleep better. We're going to lead better. And the people around us, I think, will really benefit, as we said a moment ago. So we get to choose whether we're grateful or not. I hope that'll be a thing you will choose this week. We are going to spend another day tomorrow talking about some of the things that we can be grateful for. And I'll give you some real practical ways that you can begin to practice gratitude if you haven't been doing it. But I hope today you'll just go ahead and set your mind on, I need to be a grateful person if I'm going to be a healthy person at a soul level, even mentally, emotionally, but spiritually. What does it look like for us to be healthy? I think gratitude is a huge piece of that. Tomorrow I'm going to tell you why, and I'm going to give you some things that you can do. All right, love you guys. I hope you'll share with someone. Keep listening this week. We're going to give you some good content, really, to help us at a spiritual level this week, which I think will be fun with it being Thanksgiving week. I hope you'll lock in and hope you'll share with the people that you care about. Love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow for another episode of Chasing Greatness.